9. Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump wants to debate President Biden more than the usual three times and to hold them earlier in the 2024 election cycle. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a letter to the commission overseeing presidential debates, the Trump campaign asked for additional and earlier opportunities for him to take the stage against Joe Biden. Campaign officials for the former president said moving up the timetable would ensure more Americans have a full chance to see the candidates before they start voting. Currently, there are three presidential debates scheduled in September and October. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's been a crackdown on dissent in Russia.
Russian authorities have put more Kremlin critics on a wanted list as its crackdown against dissent reaches unprecedented levels. Independent Russian news outlet Media Zona reported on Tuesday that it found women's rights activist Daria Serenko and prominent journalist and author Mikhail Tsigar in the Interior Ministry's database of individuals wanted on criminal charges. They both long left Russia. Hundreds of opposition activists, independent journalists and government critics now face criminal charges over protests and remarks condemning the war in Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has addressed U.S. lawmakers at the Capitol. He was urging them to consider the importance of global commitments at a time of tension in the Asia-Pacific and deep skepticism in Congress about U.S. involvement abroad. Kishida is in Washington this week visiting President Biden at the White House. He received a state dinner last night. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 2 points, but the Nasdaq rose 271, the S&P 500 advanced 38, and oil down to $85.02 a barrel. This is SRN News. Jews are preparing for Passover.
The holiday, which commemorates God's deliverance of the 12 tribes of Israel from slavery in Egypt, will begin at sundown on April 22nd this year. More than 60% of American Jews will celebrate, more than those who mark Yom Kippur. The central event will be the Passover Seder, modeled on the meal Jews ate in Egypt right before they were released from their captivity. This year's Passover comes in the shadow of increasing anti-Semitism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males will not be allowed to compete against females in international women's netball. After a lengthy consultation process, world netball officials have determined that the sport at the international level is a gender-affected activity and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in World Netball's new policy on participation and inclusion and goes into immediate effect. This is SRN News. Israel is pushing back on a public relations campaign by Hamas. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel has opened a new front in the information war being fought simultaneously with the military ground war in the Gaza Strip. Articles depicting in detail the horrors Hamas inflicted on October 7th, including the sexual assaults and first-person accounts by former hostages, are being translated and distributed through the government's Arabic language website. The Arab world until now has suppressed any access to coverage of Hamas atrocities. Meanwhile, new polling has confirmed that world sympathy for Israel post-October 7th has dissipated and returned to pre-massacre levels. The rapid loss of sympathy is attributed to the constant showing of Gaza's destruction and reporting of its citizens' plight. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.